10 years ago, nearly a quarter of the country tuned in to see him win an all-SA final in MasterChef. Now he's a seasoned writer, traveller and TV host with a new show, Road Trip for Good, starting tonight on SBS. Good morning, Adam Liao.
Good morning.
Now, Adam, South Australia, we've long claimed you as our own, but more specifically than that, you're an Adelaide Hills lad. What do you remember about growing up in the region?
I remember getting up very early in the morning to get the bus to school. The cold walk to the bus stop is the thing I remember most about it. But, you know, I love living in the hills. You know, as a kid, you ride your motorbike around, ride your horses around, and you do all the things that your friends that live closer to the city just can't really imagine that you do over a weekend.
I know you've travelled back here for this season, but do you have a chance other than that to get back to Adelaide and the Adelaide Hills very often?
Yeah, I'm in Adelaide probably at least once or twice a month. My family's all still there, and I travel around a lot for work. And if we're not locked down in with closed borders, I'm back in Adelaide pretty regularly.
I've heard you say, and maybe this is a common understanding around foodies, that ingredients are only as good as how you prepare them. In this new series, you're finding plenty of very special ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I guess food is a good opportunity to tell a story. And so in Road Trip for Good, it's a series where we wanted to, I guess with COVID dominating the news for most of the year, we sometimes don't have at the front of our mind that we had whole communities that were really devastated by bushfire before that and drought before that as well, and the impact of COVID then. You know, where you shut off the type of workers and tourism that go to these areas is really a recipe for disaster. So we wanted to make sure that people still have those places at the front of their mind, particularly coming into Christmas, and the fact that we can move a lot easier these days around, maybe go to a community that has been affected and spend your holiday dollars there and give them a bit of a hand.
Been lucky enough to catch the preview of the first two episodes, the first one on tonight, and it's an amazing weaving together of the stories of these producers as well as some great cooking from yourself. Were you surprised with the emotional connection you made when you visited these places?
Yeah, we had to film most of it kind of social distance, so you kind of want to give people a hug when you see the hard time they've been through, but you're not allowed to do that. But the thing that really struck me, it could have been a really sad series because we spent a lot of time driving through areas that were completely burnt out, meeting people who'd lost their entire livelihoods. But to me, it was actually a genuinely uplifting series. You saw how much hope the people had in their eyes, how much support they had from their communities, what they had from the broader Australian community. So I found it actually very uplifting rather than being overly sad.
In the first two episodes, you visit Kangaroo Island's Fresh Garlic in Stokes Bay, right at the north of KI, as well as Utter Delight in Lobethal. How difficult was it to just hone down to a couple of places? Because there could have been so many places you could have visited.
Yeah, I mean, those two places you mentioned, they kind of stand out for me because it shows kind of the breadth of how much was affected. You know, Shane from KI Fresh Garlic, he was a volunteer firefighter, and he was off on one side of the island fighting fires, and the wind changed, and all of a sudden, within 20 minutes, the fire was on the other side of the island, burning his own house down. So he lost his whole house, he lost everything. All he had left was one shed of garlic, which gave him enough crop to put back in the ground, and he's using that to rebuild his life. So that's I think we lead off with our very first story tonight. And then Cherie from the hills... runs Utter Delight. I've known Cherie for many years, and she's got footage of the fires coming really right to the literal doorstep of her factory. And thankfully the fires were able to save that, but obviously being a cheese factory, the power was shut off, and cheese ages for a long time, so they have lots and lots of stock on hand, so they lost literally millions of dollars worth of cheese just because they didn't have the power on.
Yeah, it's a devastating loss and amazing that they've been able to get back on their feet. We're speaking to the host of tonight's new series, Road Trip for Good on SBS, Adam Liao. Adam, it seems that food media has had a massive expansion since you were on MasterChef a decade ago. The power of being able to tell stories about what food means to people, is that exactly why you do this?
It is. You know, I like food in all its forms. And I like telling people recipes and putting a teaspoon of this and a tablespoon of that together. But I think there's always a deeper message behind everything that gets onto your table. You know, did your mum teach it to you? Did it turn up here because the ingredients were affordable and readily available in the supermarket? How did they get there? What was the farmer's process in getting it there? You know, food can tell really important stories. So I think the thing I like about road trips are good is that we are giving people some really useful, practical recipes. You know, these are the kind of recipes that I'm cooking of an evening for my family. But we're also telling stories of people who this year and in the late part of last year have been through a really, really tough time.
Road Trip for Good is just the tip of the iceberg for you. We've seen that you've got an order for 200 episodes for the Cook Up on SBS next year. Do you have that many recipes, Adam?
Yeah, to be honest, I was kind of freaking out when I was doing 200 episodes of cooking TV, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do here? But it's coming to me. You know, I'm actually really loving the recipe writing process.
Right.
I have to keep things more simple. I'm trying to give things, you know, that show is going to be on every night at 7 p.m.
And amazing.
So I want things to be really practical for people. You know, people will be watching this while they're in the kitchen cooking or having dinner or something. And I'm loving the recipes that we're producing. I think it's honestly my best work yet.
2021 is going to be the year of Adam Liao. Hey, Adam, it is December. Christmas is coming up. Is food gift giving or produce gift giving, is that genius or is it fraught with danger?
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Every year for Kris Kringle, I bring a box of cherries, and it's the one that people fight over. you can share it. You know, food, giving food as a gift is absolutely fantastic, and I think it's at this time of year specifically probably the best thing to do because people are trying to get to the shops and whatever. And so if you can get some really good quality produce, you know, I'm going to be in Adelaide in a couple of weeks, go up to a friend's farm and pick some cherries, and that's going to be a lot of Christmas presents, boxes of cherries for me.
Well, hopefully your friends aren't listening because that's what you get for Christmas. Adam Liao's Road Trip for Good premieres SBS Food tonight at 8:30. We can't wait. It's a fantastic series, Adam. Congratulations on it. And we're going to be seeing a lot of you next year too.
Thanks so much.